Nick Clegg, of course, leader of the Liberal Democrat Party, deputy prime minister as well, joins me on the line. Mr. Clegg, good morning and happy new year to you and your family and indeed your colleagues, sir.
And to you.
Thank you indeed, Mr. Clegg. So how has the first half gone for you?
I think it's been novel and new. Of course, we haven't had a proper coalition government for many ways. I suppose it's the first proper coalition government that's lasted like this in many decades. But I think we all know that the two parties, the Liberal Democrats and Conservatives, came together because when the election happened back in May 2010, we really were teetering on the edge of a precipice, and we needed to put the national interest first, you know, over and above party political interest, in order to pull ourselves back from the brink and start this painstaking process of repairing and reforming the British economy. And that's a tough job to do. It's tough not just for this country, but it's tough for all the countries that are having to deal with the consequences of this massive crash back in 2008. And I hope we've surprised people by the degree to which, yes, of course, there are differences and disagreements and sometimes arguments between two political parties that are different and in some respects very different, but we've stuck to this, you know, this major task of fixing the terrible mess that we inherited in our economy.
You talk about things that are novel and new, Deputy Prime Minister, and we, in a sense, have an announcement of our own, because I'm pleased and genuinely thrilled to say that you're going to be becoming a regular member of this show each week.
I am. No, I'm really hugely looking forward to it. I think it's 9 o'clock Thursday morning.
It starts this Thursday, indeed, Deputy Prime Minister, this Thursday, and indeed, apart from obviously when you have engagements, every Thursday from 9 o'clock in the morning, you will be doing Deputy Prime Minister's Question Time with me here on LBC 97.3. We're obviously delighted and in no small part honoured and thrilled. Some would say, why the hell are you doing it? Because my listeners can be a rather rambunctious crowd, Mr. Clegg.
You know, some of my friends have all said to me, why on earth are you doing it with that ferocious interview with Nick Ferrari? Well, I just thought, you know, in for a penny, in for a pound. I'm very pleased to be doing this, and anyone can sort of call in and ask any question of me. And the reason is because, I mean, most weeks I hold small public meetings around the country, and you know, village halls, church halls, and people can come in and ask me any question. And I think that kind of old-fashioned approach to politics, where people can approach their politicians directly rather than see everything, everything interpreted and spun through the newspapers, is a good thing. And there's not enough of that. And so I want to try and make myself available. I'm no doubt will encounter some pretty tough questioning, I guess. But I'll do my best to give my side of the story and to explain what the
that was going to be my final point. You know, witness how in the past listeners have treated David Cameron and Gordon Brown, even I think Tony Blair has been on the receiving end. They've all been through it, but you're ready for it, are you, Nick Clegg?
Well, I hope so, but the more you talk like that, the more I'm starting to get second thoughts. No, I'll be there at 9 o'clock
on
Thursday morning, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Before I let you go, happy birthday. How are you planning to spend your 46th birthday?
We're publishing this midterm review.
No, not that, Mr. Clegg. Are you going out for a meal or something this evening?
This afternoon, just with my three little boys and Miriam, so it'll be nice.
Many happy returns. I'll see you here on Thursday. That's Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg joining LBC 97.3. Just to remind you, every Thursday morning from 9, and indeed you could start if you wish, leaving questions or booking calls on lbc.co.uk, lbc.co.uk.